This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Yemen ministers visited the site of a deadly stampede in the capital Sana'a on Thursday and announced that an investigation was underway to find the cause of the incident that left 78 people, at least 78, dead. Here's VOA Steve Miller.
Hundreds of people were crowded to receive alms of about $9 per person, according to witnesses involved with rescue efforts speaking to Reuters. One medic said, quote, "When the door opened, there was a big rush by people wanting to reach the schoolyard first, and some people began falling on the steps leading to the entrance," end quote. Authorities say the two merchants responsible for organizing the donation event have been detained and that an investigation was underway. Two-thirds of the population need help in the war-torn country. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Egypt has repatriated dozens of military personnel from Sudan after they were held by the country's paramilitary force, which continues to be locked in a battle for power with Sudan's army. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The latest attempt at a ceasefire between the rival Sudanese forces faltered before the 24-hour deadline as gunfire and explosions rattled the capital of Khartoum. Artillery shelling and airstrikes seemed to have eased from previous days, but residents still reported a few explosions. Nations such as Japan and the Netherlands prepared to evacuate their citizens from the country as international pressure to stop the violence failed. Egyptian Air Force technicians were captured by the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, who had attacked Marawi Airport north of the capital. Fighting soon after erupted around the country between the RSF and the Sudanese military. I'm Karen Chamas.
If you'd like more on this or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. A group of protesters entered offices of a stock market operator in Paris's La Défense business district on Thursday, saying big companies must pay up to finance pensions as part of wider protests against an unpopular raise of the retirement age. Waving union flags, the group of 200 to 300 protesters briefly occupied the company's lobby, engulfed in red smoke from flares, and chanted words popular with pension protesters, quote, "We are here, we are here. Even if Macron does not want it, we are here," end quote. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg's visit to his country was, quote, "a sign that the alliance is ready to start a new chapter of ambitious decisions in relations with Ukraine," end quote. Zelensky said the two leaders had discussed the potential upshot of the Ramstein meeting, slated for the following day, including a new announcement about boosting military aid to Ukraine. The leaders also discussed the upcoming NATO summit in Vilnius in July and the possibility of Ukraine receiving security guarantees from the alliance. U.S. President Joe Biden's nominee to be the next Labor Secretary is scheduled to testify Thursday before the Senate. Here's AP's Donna Warder.
Biden picked Deputy Labor Secretary Julie Sue in February to replace Marty Walsh, the former mayor of Boston. But a handful of moderate Democrats have not publicly stated whether they'd vote for Sue's nomination. Sue was previously confirmed as Deputy Labor Secretary, but she's faced opposition from business groups critical of her record leading California's Labor Department. She supported an overturned California law that would have required app-based ride-hailing and delivery companies and trucking businesses to treat their workers as employees, providing benefits rather than independent contractors. Sue was also blamed for California potentially paying out billions of dollars in fraudulent unemployment benefits during the pandemic. Donna Warder, Washington.
Elon Musk's SpaceX successfully launched its next-generation Starship cruise vessel for the first time on Thursday. It took off from atop the company's powerful new Super Heavy rocket in the U.S. state of Texas in an uncrewed test flight, but it ended 4 minutes later with the vehicle exploding in the sky. Nevertheless, SpaceX officials on the webcast cheered the feat of getting the fully integrated Starship and booster rocket off the ground for a clean launch and declared the brief episode a successful test flight. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.